Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What are we going to be talking about today? Well, let me show you who government and your said representatives on a global basis are not serving. In fact, they're not working for you in any sense of the word. I'm going to show you some audio, video. Oh, my goodness. Folks, I am telling you, this plow, when Jesus said he puts his hand to the plow and looks back, is not fit for the kingdom of God. There's a reason he used, metaphorically, the plow, because it feels just like that. You're telling the people, giving them information on a daily basis as to how they're under attack, and yet the people, regardless of the information that you've given unto them, thinks that for some reason or another that this is going to go away without their involvement in putting a stop to it. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's just not going to happen. Put that up against Amos 6:3. It's coming to your front door, isn't it, friends? Oh, yeah, it's coming to your front door. Now, really quick, if you want to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this was the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. By the way, P.S., real quick, before we jump into the show here, I just want to say to all the knuckleheads that don't listen to what I say the first time, don't come over to our sites and begin to paste your comments without listening for yourself to know what the answers are. Because you haven't taken the time to listen, you go ahead and you throw your smuck out there and you look like an absolute fool in front of the whole world to see. You strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. We have a radio broadcast that broadcasts into 153 cities every day. Okay, we're the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Now, with that said, now you understand why there's breaks, why there's sponsors. They're not mine, by the way. They're sponsors that GCN puts on because they have to pay the bills. That's not my call. I'm thankful that GCN picked us up and broadcast us out there into 153 cities and more to come, as well as 53 countries. Okay, that's the reason for sponsors. Okay. Now, for us, we're a ministry, okay, and we are supported by the people, and if you fail to support us, then we go bye-bye, and you go back to the same old, that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of. And what is that? The conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of those that they should lawfully deal with, but they fail to do so, which means they're good for nothing. Matthew 5:13, read it when you get a moment, okay? So there's my posted script. I just want to make sure you understand before sticking your feet in your mouth or straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel by throwing something out there on live feed when you have no idea what you're talking about because you didn't take the time to listen to what I said and keep it into context. We good? Cool. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Listen to this real carefully, friends. If you're on social media platforms, by the way, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. You'll see us there live. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, the same exact thing. Right up on the front page, left side of the page, join us on social media platforms. Okay? It's loading, as I'm sharing with you, it's loading right now. But what I want to do is I want to go back and just recap a little bit of yesterday's show, just when it comes to the young people. I highlighted the fact that a 17-year-old boy at Corner Canyon just recently received the experimental COVID injection. He's developing blood clots in his brain. You seen the piece yesterday where his mother was on television crying about how the fact that he was totally fine before he took the shots. Okay, now he's not fine, but hopefully he will be fine. Acts 10:38, read it when you get a moment. Okay, so we're taking the time exposing the victims of these vaccinations. And then a couple days prior to that, I took the time to show you that in Wisconsin, we have a 16-year-old girl dead following the experimental Pfizer COVID injection. Okay? And then I've also shared with you time and time again, brand new statistics coming from the criminal organization. You know them as the CDC. Okay? And here we have more. If you're on social media platforms, you can see as well that there's more of these kids. CDC reports 2 more infant deaths following experimental COVID injections during clinical trials. Okay, so this is being reported, but of course, if you post it out there, big tech companies will say that their fact checkers will tell everybody that you're lying about your information when in fact we're getting it from the CDC. They're just doing that. It's designed to keep you confused, Daniel 9:7. Okay? But I'm also showing you the statistics concerning the deaths of people that are dying from these experimental COVID shots. Okay? On the front page of the paper in Minnesota today, this is outstanding. If this doesn't pull the mask off who these people are, nothing will. So I'm highlighting statistically all the kids that are dying from the COVID shot, the Pfizer shot namely, okay, and the Moderna shot. And what's interesting, on the front page of Star and Tribune today, it's a propaganda outlet. They call it the Red Star here in Minnesota. They call it communism, but it's interesting how they're out there. But how many times have they gone bankrupt? How does that work? But they're there, right? Let's play the fool on our end as to why that may be. But the point that I'm making here, friends, is on the front page of the paper today, when I went into the store, Pfizer COVID-19 shot expanded to U.S. children as young as 12 years old. U.S. regulators on Monday expanded the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children as young as 12 years old, offering a way to protect the nation's adolescents before they head back to school in the fall, paving the way for them to return to more normal activities. Notice the framing of the words. Notice the wordplay. Notice the semantics, friends. Notice the manipulation that's being printed, friends, by these useful idiots called, well, journalists, writers. Whatever the case may be, they're bought and paid for. We all understand that on this show. So all the while knowing that statistically kids are dying from these Pfizer and Moderna shots, just so you know, okay, the Star Tribune today had to go ahead and put it on the front page that the COVID-19 shot is now expanded to U.S. children as young as 12. Should we play stupid, friends, or should we call it for what it is? Also keep in mind, as I've said before, it's not about our safety. The same people that are selling you safety right now are the same ones selling you the virus, that are the same ones selling you the vaccination, that are the same ones that have sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies in the womb. Just so you know, put that up against Proverbs 6:17. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to this very topic, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do you guys realize, do you see how fickle people are? Did you see during the break, about 50 people fell off? And now we'll see about 80 jump back on again. This is what I'm talking about. I mean, people are just simple-minded. They really are. They want to be entertained out of their freedoms, and it's exactly what's happening. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, that we're seeing the statistics of all these young kids dying from the Pfizer COVID-19 shot. Moderna shot, the same thing. Tekra shot, the same thing there, all over the globe. But what are they doing in the United States of America, friends? Well, they're putting on the front page. Now it's expanded to U.S. children as young as 12 years old. Well, aren't they listening to the statistics, friends, that a lot of people are dying from these shots? Does anybody think that this is alarming information and yet they're pushing the ball forward? You know why they're pushing the ball forward, especially those that listen to the shows, because they've been encouraged by the idiots that have gone along with it. That's right, the sheeple. Bah. Just going along with everything, right? Don't want to stir anything up. I want you to see this because this is mom. These are the kind of women I'm telling you I see all across the country, and I praise God for every one of them. Now, why do I say that? Well, here, let me just do this. I'll go ahead and play this for you, and you can see and understand for yourself why that is. Okay? I'm going to try to figure out right now, for example, as to why I have no audio, because I don't have any audio. Oh, there it is. That's why. Here, we'll do this again, okay? Bradley's learning. Okay, so we're going to go back to this. There we go. Look at that. Bradley's catching on. I'm doing real good, folks. Check this out. This is Mama Bear, and we need a lot more of these Mama Bears waking up because they are taking it to the enemy. No questions about it. Look at this.
Hi there. Thanks for having me today. I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for 25 years, research and development on vaccines. And I'm here before you today to tell you that it's not proper to experiment on children. Since when did you think that mama bears would go for that? We're here today because you're experimenting on children. Better to have a millstone tied around your neck and be dropped at the bottom of the sea than to cause one little one to stumble. Children don't get sick of this virus. What planet do you think? I'm a researcher. They don't get sick. 226 children have died in a year, and it was not all COVID-related. 226, and you're going to vaccinate the masses? How dare you? How dare you?
Amen.
Look at me in the eye and tell me.
Obviously, you could probably assume as to what she had said at that point, and let's just leave it at that. But that is where the video ends. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? I want people to understand that this is all happening while your said representatives, namely the governors and the mayors, are circumventing the law and our representatives. The governors aren't asking for permission to do what they're doing. They're creating delegated authority out of thin air. They're operating out of their scope of authority, and they're assuming that authority. And again, let me remind you what my friend said. If they assume the authority, you have to challenge that authority. They've never been given that authority. I want to bring you over to Scott Jensen really quick and just show you what he recently had said concerning the very topic in which I'm bringing to your ears now. Listen to this.
So when I look at this, I feel like we're looking at an abusive relationship. In a sense, Governor Walz is telling the legislature what we're going to get to do. Who are we going to get to do it with? He does the same thing with Minnesotans. He's telling you who you can hang out with, where you can go, what businesses can open. And this isn't based on science. This is based frequently on negotiation. I know for a fact that Governor Walz, in his office or on Zoom conversations, has negotiated with various industry sectors. Now, I'm not going to disclose who's been negotiating with the governor. But why would, in the first lockdown, certain industries be locked down, and the second time around, they're not? We've got to think about this. This is an abusive relationship. This is not the way the Minnesota Constitution is written. We have three branches of power. We've got the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Right now, Governor Walz is using his emergency powers to literally do an end run around the legislature.
See?
He's able to do it without judiciary oversight. And that's why some of his executive orders have been flawed. That's why he had the ACLU coming against him when he decided to unilaterally send out addresses of homes with active COVID disease all over the state. You can't do that. That's a violation of privacy and HIPAA on multiple counts. But he's done other things as well. Do you remember when he said hydroxychloroquine can't be dispensed by the pharmacies? He never went to the physicians and said,
"We don't want people healthy, friends."
He went around us. He said to the pharmacists,
"He went around us.
Don't you dispense that medicine." And then 4 or 5 months later, when the big first surge is over, quietly, he rescinds that portion of the executive order. This is an abusive relationship, and that's why Minnesotans are complaining. So when we see Minnesotans say, "We're going to reopen, by damn George, we're going to reopen," it's not that they're trying to hurt anyone, snub anyone, or kill grandma. It is simply they're seeing an abusive relationship, saying, "You are not listening to us. We don't have a voice. You're telling us what we can do, who we can do with it, and whether or not we can make a living or pay our bills." That's an abusive relationship. Think about it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too. I tend to agree with or disagree with Scott on that because we've already heard from the likes of Bill Gates. And, oh, by the way, I'm moving up to that right now, friends. I'm moving up to that right now. And I'm moving up to this video. Now, I know that in the past I played something that has been similar to this. It's audio video. Again, friends, it's better when it comes directly from their mouths. Because it's not like I'm saying, I don't need to read off what they said. And if I have the audio and the video available, it's better for you to see it. It's better for you to hear it straight from these devil's mouths, John 8:44, because that's exactly where this is coming from. Because they're acting just like their father who came to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. No question about it. But what I want you to do is I want you to check this out, and I'm going to play the duration of it. And I want you to pay attention, again, to the earmarks of this criminal. I listened to this whole thing that I'm going to play for you in a moment, and it's just amazing to me, the mercy of God has uncovered the likes of every criminal that the conservatives of the day do nothing more than magnify. Okay, what a weak message when that's all you can do is magnify the criminals. The mercy of God, Luke 12:2. is that he exposes them, puts the light on them, and then waits for the church and the people to wake up and do the right thing and magnifying the law against them. But that's not what's happening here. That's not what's happening at all. And about the time the people stand up, what do we see? We see the mainstream media go and polarize and, you know, attempt to single them out and demonize them. We know how this works. And by the way, don't be afraid of that. The fact of the matter is we know who the bad guys are, friends. Why are we sitting back? We've been conditioned to believe that there's nothing more that we can do when someone is committing crimes against human beings. And that's exactly what the likes of Bill Gates is responsible for. And it's not just Billy. It's all his subordinates. I mean, the very title of the show, friends, today is what? It's let me show you who governments are, in fact, and who they're working for. Because you're about to see and you're about to hear that they're not working for me and you. They're working for the likes of a Billy Bob Gates, who was declared the richest man in the world, who somehow or another got involved in vaccines, makes a 20% over-the-top margin from his investments. He's the guy that called out the depopulation from 9 billion to 3 billion. We played that audio video several times on this show. And though the mainstream media and big tech companies want to censor that and call people like us liars, we played it. You heard it from him. You've seen him say it himself. You're not going to get away from this fact, because we have this information signed and sealed in so many different ways to make sure that we always have it to do broadcast when need be. But what I want you to see, friends, I'm going to take a hard break. On the other side of this, I'm going to go to a Bill Gates documentary. It's short. It's not super short, but it's enough to give you the information in PowerPoint that it's going to fuel your fire, so you can understand to the degree that they are, in fact, guilty, all of them, on a global basis. These said representatives on a global scale are hand in glove pushing the same message that Billy Bob Gates has given, who wants to depopulate the world. And friends, there's much more to it than that. But again, I'm going to play this on the other side. I want to say this really quick. If you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. And we're on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms as well, friends. You can go ahead and give us a call at any time. Again, there's people online right now saying, throwing smack out there. Give us a call. We'll stand corrected where we need to stand corrected, but we haven't seen it yet. So if you can produce that information, we all need that sort of thing every once in a while. The number's 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know I'm lining that up with 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scriptures given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And I'm going to come right back to this video, audio, of a deleted Bill Gates documentary just to show you what you're up against and how evil this human being truly is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Busy day on Capitol Hill with multiple hearings taking place. The Senate discussing voting rights and the H.R. 1 bill that was passed in the House earlier this year. Senators also taking part in hearings on COVID-19 and new gun regulations. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A large group of bipartisan attorneys generals are blasting a new social media plan.
A group of attorneys general from 44 states have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to drop a plan to introduce a version of Instagram designed for children. The letter cites research that showed that social media use could be harmful to children's mental health. The AGs also said that Facebook has a record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platforms. In a statement, the company responded by saying it had just begun to explore the concept and that it planned on consulting experts in child development, safety, and mental health in developing the app. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 1 million Americans are now signed up for health coverage so far during the special enrollment period. Those signups at healthcare.gov are in addition to the roughly 12 million who bought coverage during the regular enrollment period that ended in December. The special enrollment period runs through August 15th. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So what I want to do is, for the sake of time, I just want to get right into this. And this is a new version, friends. There's new information added to this. And what it is, it's a deleted Bill Gates documentary. It shows you from start to finish in a PowerPoint form as to how this guy is the devil incarnate. He truly is. And so are his subordinates. And I'm talking about global representatives all saying the same thing at the same time. And again, one of the questions that everybody needs to beg before I play this is, how is it that we have access to the information that these governors don't have? How is it that they're just taking the narrative for face value without actually questioning the narrative concerning the history of the one setting the narrative? He's a criminal. Here, I'll let you go ahead and check this out.
Things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
He's a real sick joker.
Gates' business strategies came under fire in 1998. When the United States Department of Justice sued Microsoft for antitrust violations.
This is take three of the videotape deposition.
He's been sued.
During the 18-month trial, Gates gave hours of videotape testimony.
What were the non-Microsoft browsers that you were concerned about in January?
Look at him, just a wicked man.
Yes, sir. And what about it? What non-Microsoft browsers were you concerned about in January of 1996?
I don't know what you mean, concerned.
Stonewalling.
What is it about the word concerned that you don't understand?
He's sitting there trying
I'm not sure what you mean by it.
He's a real sick one, folks.
Justice
he really
Department
is.
Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices designed to maintain its monopoly in personal computer operating systems.
In a move to overshadow the negative press, Gates invested $100 million to set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Overnight, Bill Gates transformed his public image from ruthless tech monopolizer to the world's most generous philanthropist.
I'm pleased to announce that we're pledging an additional $1 billion.
We had the chance to witness Bill Gates 2.0, the man you don't know.
The rebranding campaign paid off. His net worth swiftly doubled, earning Bill Gates the title of richest man in the world.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. It kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
In a Wall Street essay, Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
The Gates Foundation expanded rapidly into a massive, vertically integrated, multinational corporation, controlling every step in a supply chain that reaches from its Seattle-based boardrooms to the villages of Africa and Asia.
Is the world's largest private philanthropy causing harm? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made millions of dollars each year from companies blamed for many of the same social and health problems the foundation seeks to address. The Gates Foundation has investments in 69 of the worst polluting companies in the U.S. and Canada. Other companies in the foundation's portfolio have been accused of transgressions, including forcing thousands of people to lose their homes, supporting child labor, defrauding and neglecting
patients
for medical care. The Gates Foundation has not provided details.
William H. Gates III and Melinda French Gates.
As a top donor to both the WHO and the CDC, no one man has more power than Bill Gates to influence and control the health and medical freedom of all people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
This will be the new normal.
Now listen to the leaders, friends, the representatives.
Until we find a vaccine, going back to normal means putting lives at risk.
All in unison.
We need to produce it and to deploy it in
all in
every
concert.
Single corner of the world.
Full vaccination of our children and pregnant women.
Development of new vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics.
You getting this, friends? They all sold out.
We've already bought the syringes. We already know where it's going to happen. We're thinking about what that's going to be. It's all part of this plan.
Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Yes.
In 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, granting total immunity to vaccine manufacturers. After a decade of lawsuits related to vaccine injuries and deaths, vaccine makers were going bankrupt. In a move to coerce policymakers, vaccine companies threatened to stop making vaccines until they could be legally shielded from liability.
Check that out.
To this day, when someone is injured or killed as the result of an adverse reaction, it is the U.S. taxpayers that pay for the damages.
Welcome back. Well, several Indian tribal girls
Incredible.
Used as guinea pigs.
Incredible.
The report alleges that two American
one
pharma
man,
giants
one devil.
Vaccine was administered to thousands of tribal girls without proper study and paperwork.
India was among the hardest hit after Bollywood celebrities were incentivized by the Gates Foundation to urge the public to submit to mass vaccinations. In 2009, tribal children were administered the HPV vaccine. Over 24,000 girls were told they were being given wellness shots,
yep.
In many cases without the informed consent of a parent or a guardian.
The people that were administering these vaccines lied to the guardians of these girls and told the girls, oh, this is going to cure cancer, you're never going to have cancer. And these girls became severely injured. Some of them developed seizures.
All without consequence, folks.
And seven girls died. And there was no insurance. There was no assistance for them. And the Gates Foundation denied that it had been clinical trials. And it was so bad that the parliament in India created a task force. They studied it. And they kicked out the Gates Foundation.
But India is a barbaric country. Things happen here in a very barbaric way. But I was surprised to find an American organization operating in broad daylight, doing things in a very, very, let's say, Indian fashion. And so the route I took was that I want the whole procedure to be investigated. The Indian parliament formed a committee, and it was to me a rather surprising move, because you generally don't often have such a high-level inquiry into matters affecting poor people. And that was such an extraordinary report. I don't think Indian Parliament has ever come up.
Going into foreign countries and experimenting on
and the
people in those prospective countries.
Came up and said, we shouldn't have authorized this. We're sorry. We're not going to allow them again. And now they're back doing their same old tricks again.
The good news is that human clinical trials can start as early as July 2020 for India's first COVID-19 indigenous vaccine that's been developed by Bharat Biotech.
So you can imagine how the manipulation of the media by the media, the manipulation of public opinion by leaders from all political parties unanimously saying, we want a vaccine. And the worst thing is they are taken as philanthropists, whereas what this actually is the acquisition of political and financial power. And I think the second most populous country with 1.3 billion people is going to be a good base for pharmaceutical companies to make a killing and also kill a lot of people in the process.
Yep. Without consequence, might I add.
I find it a pity that we haven't been able to get any benefit for the girls.
It's a real creepy-looking joker, ain't he?
You know? It's so terrifying as to what they're actually doing with the world.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
A 2018 scientific study released in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health concluded that over 490,000 children in India developed paralysis as a result of the Gates-supported oral polio vaccine that was administered between the years of 2000 and 2017. Using all the usual sleight of hand, U.S.-based media and fact-checkers rushed to bury the story. But thanks to the meticulous work of a team of Indian researchers and doctors, the inconvenient truth lives on the NIH.gov website.
It's my honor to introduce Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, just setting his own stage everywhere
Without
he goes.
Medical training. Bill and Melinda Gates founded the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization.
Donald Trump gave him $3.5 billion, by the way.
The world. The foundation has been sued by the governments of some of the poorest and most vulnerable nations for causing serious harm through experimental vaccine programs.
If you just look at healthcare workers around the world, they deserve to get the vaccine.
Listen
first.
Carefully.
So here in the United States, really, it's going to be black people who really should get it first, and many indigenous people.
Black people. Wow.
We're always.
That sounds like Planned Parenthood.
It was safe. It was healthy. This is things that we had to do. But given the position that I am in now as a state legislator, and looking at these studies and reviewing a lot of these studies, is very scary. And I want the African American community to open up their eyes.
Of all the places that Mr. Gates could have gone in the world, why did he settle on Africa? It's not because he cares about people that look like me. He cares about an agenda.
African bodies have been used as lab rats for many years for Big Pharma.
They are using us for trials. They are using us for testing.
All of us, friends. It's not just blacks or Hispanics or the indigenous.
Africans, they're tired of becoming the guinea pigs of the world. Their antennas are raised and they're telling each other all over social media they're on high alert right now.
There is a policy of the American government. It's called the Kissinger Report, which was produced in the...
It's another criminal that has gone
and it
without consequence. Henry Kissinger.
The purpose of the foreign policy in Africa was to reduce...
We're going to take a quick break, friends, and we're going to come right back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're doing a video, a deleted Bill Gates documentary. He's been revived. Notice all the bad guys around him that we have known have been bad guys for a long time. And they're there doing what I've always said. If you leave them without consequence concerning their transgressions of law, you add strength to tyranny, friends. So we need to do the right thing and be the law in this particular situation and deal with them. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. During the breaks, friends, I'm showing you the stuff that's available for you on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. This is all stuff that you've asked for, and we are filling your request if it holds to the word and the Constitution. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. If you want to call in, we'll see how much time we have. I'm going to go ahead and resume this deleted Bill Gates documentary, which, again, has been revived. It's information that's being withheld from the mainstream media. And, folks, this is really an expose on a devil that is incarnate. Truly, he's not stable in his head. You can see this, friends. He's being used by he who comes to seek, kill, and destroy, right? And the fact of the matter is, we need to deal with them. We must deal with the devils, friends. The fact of the matter is, Scripture gives us, well, if we look at, if we're the seed of David Christians, fact of the matter is, David was sent to do what? To bring light to the nation. How did he do that? Isaiah 51, verse 4, he was sent to bring judgment upon the heads of corrupt kings. Also put that up against Isaiah 26, verse 9. And the fact of the matter is, friends, this is not going to stop by them. They're going to strengthen themselves against you as long as you keep tolerating their crimes. How much information do the American people need before they actually deal with the likes of these corrupt incarnate devils? I have no idea. Let's get back over to this. Let's resume. Here we go.
Because they have great mineral resources there. And the time Kissinger and those involved with the Carter administration wanted to shrink the population, make sure that the Africans do not develop and do not use the resources for themselves, because we in the States, we need them. There is a concerted effort of foreign powers to control the population of Africa.
Some children did survive the botched vaccinations last month and will recover, but 15, all under the age of 5, died from fever, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Human errors
contributed to the unfortunate deaths of the children.
Yeah, human errors.
Big pharma.
No, tolerating errors by humans.
When they tell you that their children have been injured by big pharma. I don't care how big this corporate machine looks. As a parent, I can tell you, these people will never stop fighting for their kids.
Gates is either
the final segment.
Understood man alive, or one of the most convincing con men to ever live.
He's just a devilish looking joke.
Is he a benevolent hero or a malevolent opportunist? Personally, I would love to believe that one of the richest men in the world is giving away his fortune for the betterment of humanity. I want to believe that endearing smile. I want to believe that his heart is as soft and warm as his sweaters. At the very least, I want to believe that he's unaware of the damage he's done.
That's a great way to put it, isn't it? It really is. But here we are, friends. You know, one of the things that I was bringing up earlier is, you know, and by the way, if you want to call in, you can. Now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Don't wait for six more minutes and then call and then wonder why I didn't pick up the call. Now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I see a lot of people talking about on live stream right now about how sick this is. What's sick, friends, is the people that tolerate the crimes of the few. When I look at this, I see out of his own mouth the likes of a Bill Gates telling the world what he wants to do. And the people still can't bring about the correlation of his end aim. World depopulation. I mean, we can play the fool to our own demise. That's not going to do us a service. As a matter of fact, that's going to do us a great disservice. When we look at these global leaders, as they love to be called, doesn't anybody think it was rather odd that they were all saying the same thing at the same time on a global basis by the same corporations that are controlled by the CIA? Doesn't it strike those that are listening even now that it's a little odd that they don't have access to the same information that we have? Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that we see the said representatives in the United States of America grilling big tech companies, but only to find out that they are hand in glove with big tech companies, using them to censor the information that we're bringing to you even now on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? That's the history of corruption. I mean, folks, what we're seeing on a global basis is how many people have sold their soul temporarily. I mean, the fact of the matter is, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? That's what these people have done. It's the same thing Judas did. He was the son of perdition, destruction. He was appointed thereunto. But the fact of the matter is, the mercy and grace of God brings to the light the bad people that I just exposed through this said deleted expose on the likes of the incarnate devil, Bill Gates. And God expects the church, and he expects those people that work righteousness to stand up and be the law. Because we all know in the United States of America, we the people, preamble to the U.S. Constitution, we are the law. We already know through experience, decade after decade after decade after decade after decade, that these corrupt politicians promise much on the campaign trail, and then once they get in office, they turn on the people that they promised that they would serve. I mean, so don't sit back and expect them to do for you what God has commanded you to do. See, we see in America today as to who the professors are submitted to. By going along with their destroyer. It's the arm of the flesh. And when you put your faith and trust in the arm of the flesh, the Bible promises a curse, and this is exactly what's coming upon the people on a global basis. It's interesting when you look at the young people, they're not succumbing to this. They can see it for what it is. But the old people that know so much and the older generations that know so much, they just keep bowing the knee. Little by little, giving it all up because the corrupt continuously, incrementally take them down as they continuously tear down the laws and recreate a government that looks just like them and their father, the devil. And the American people let them do it. How do 330 million people stand down in the face of what's going on here? Furthermore, how do you act like you know what you're talking about when you succumb to the likes of what we just exposed? How are you smart? By telling us all that we should just go along with what we're being told. We can trust these people. You know, I can imagine sitting at your table 14, 15 months ago, and if I was to suggest to you that this would be playing out in front of your faces even today, 14 months later, you would have said I was crazy. And you, around the table, would have told all your family members that you would have been the first ones to stand against the likes of a Bill Gates or corruption in your federal and in your state governments. We don't need any more light. The Lord has brought all of this to the light. We have the information. If one person died from it, that's one person too many. See, as I brought up last week, and I'm not going to argue with the Lord, and by the grace of God, I'm not going to stand against the Lord in judgment. Americans, let me ask you one question in closing here. Since 1973, I was just a little tot. This same government sanctioned the murder of 60 million babies. That's equivalent to 18 states. Do you really think that the Lord's not going to require recompense concerning what you've allowed to take place in your country? You say it's not my fault. Oh, it's your fault if you're not protesting against it. You can rest assured because your silence speaks volumes, especially to those innocent babies in the womb. Is it the Lord's judgment bringing back to remembrance a law unto itself that the Lord is going to require? Because if we study out the likes of that of Manasseh, folks, this innocent blood that's been shed in this land to the equivalent of 60 million that we know of, you can rest assured in judgment there's going to be 60 million that are going to pay back for what they've allowed. Call me crazy, but when you hold to the word, friends, there's no crazy. It's just fact, because God's not a man that he should lie. He's not going to look or overlook iniquity, even to the smallest jot or the smallest tittle. There's no argument against history, friends. And if we look at his dash story, we can see that God is just. And by the way, that's what makes my father, that's what makes him my father, and what makes him a good judge. Friends, we need to get this right, because America is under the judgments of God. Especially when you can stand back and watch this guy, the likes of these people, judge this nation, you know only the Lord can do that. They think that they're having their way right now, but the fact of the matter is, they're not. They're simply being used to judge. First chastise, you didn't listen to that. Now he's coming to judge people because he's going to get our attention one way or another. Love you by what we do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.